Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Just Saying with Sefi. On today's episode, we are talking about borrowing and lending in friendship. How does borrowing and lending money to and from friends affect our friendships? A lot of people complain that there is a high probability that you may either lose a friendship or you lose your money. So today we want to talk about it. Borrowing and lending money in friendships. I'm not going to be the only one talking on this. I have my friends here. I have Regina and I have Bright. They are going to help me talk on this subject. You guys are welcome to Just Saying with Sefi.
Thank you.
So let's go straight to it. Let me ask you guys this question. Are you guys comfortable lending money to your friends? Let's start from lending money. Are you comfortable lending money to your friends, Regina?
Yes, I am. I am comfortable lending money to my friends. Especially maybe if the person is a first timer, then yes. But if I've had a situation with that person before, I don't think I'll be comfortable lending the money to that person.
What do you mean by if you've had a situation? So if I've taken money from you and then I come again and I pay, then I come again and ask for money from you, I'm not going to give it to me.
No, I will. But then if I've given you money before and then I had a situation with you whereby you didn't pay on time or you didn't even give me a reason. I don't mind if you don't pay on the time that you tell me that you want to pay. Maybe something happened, but I just want you to tell me that, oh, this is what has happened. Give me a reason why you're not paying. But then if I had a problem with you, always asking you, and then you are giving me ups and downs, sometimes you're not even picking my call. I had to suffer before I get my money back. The second time, I don't think I'll be okay giving you my money. I wouldn't even mind you at all.
Okay, that's fine. Bright, are you comfortable lending money to friends?
Yeah, there are some people that I don't mind giving them money. If I don't know you and you ask me for money, what I do is that I look at how much I'm willing to lose. If I give you the money and don't pay, then I'll give you the money. Because you are just the first time. I don't know really how you behave when people give you money. So if you ask for 500, I can ask you that, well, I don't have that much, I have 200 on me, so I'll give you the 200. If you pay, then I know that, oh, you are man up. So next time if you ask for full amount, I can still give you close to that, and then gather a bit trust, and then you know that you can pay. But as for the people that I've been moving with over years, and then I don't mind giving you amount of money, because I know that when I give it to you, you pay me back no matter how.
Okay. So do you, when you're lending money out to your friends, do you tell them, okay, I want it back by this time, or you allow them to tell you when they are willing to pay it back to you? And when they don't do that, how do you handle the situation?
With me, mostly you tell me, because I don't want to, if I know I need the money, I won't give it to you. But if I don't need it and you need it, then I want you to tell me when you bring it, so that you should be man of your words, and then when the time is up, you bring it, or you tell me, oh, because of this and this, but give me some few days and I'll sort you out or something like that, then we are cool. But as Regina said, if I give you the money and I don't hear from you, I call you, don't pick, and blah, then it becomes something, it's like you're trying to play with my intelligence, or you're trying to be smart on me. And in that case, I'll use all the things that I can to take my money back.
It will be dependent on the amount. If it is something very small, when you're asking, maybe let's say 100 cedis, 200 cedis, and I know that I can survive, and you tell me that, oh, maybe 2 months time, 3 months time, I wouldn't mind giving it to you. Or I wouldn't even mind asking for a deadline. I would just tell you, I'll give it to you. Whenever you are ready, you give it to me back, because I know that I can survive without it. But if it's huge sum of money and then you don't give me a timeline, that is when I'm going to have a problem with it. So I'll ask you when you wish to give it to me back, and when you tell me and I'm not comfortable with it, I would try to negotiate the time with you, because maybe at that time I will need the money. And if you think that at that time you're not going to get it for me, then we shouldn't go on you know, exchanging that or collecting the money. But if you think that around that time you try and work something out, then I can give it to you.
Those are some of the things that people do, Regina. That brings trouble when you lend money to them. That makes it difficult for you to say, next time I'm not going to lend money to
you. Okay, personally, I had an experience. I think around January, a friend of mine took money from me. And it was, I think around that time, it was 500 cedis. And I was very, very tight. But she called me and told me that the mom is at the hospital, and looking at the situation, I can spare 500 cedis and give it to you. And then she said, oh, she will be paid at the end of February. And I said, okay, I can live on my 112 cedis, 22 cedis till February, because you can't want someone's mom to die. And end of February came, she wasn't telling me anything. She wasn't calling me, or at least tell me that, oh, I didn't get it. Then I can know if I can also borrow for some, I can borrow money from someone to live on or something. I wasn't hearing from him. March, we entered into March. I wasn't hearing from, if I WhatsApp her, she's not replying me. If I call, she's not picking my call. And I will see this girl with delicious food on her status. Hey, like she has prepared something. I was like, ah. So what's happening? So I left her a very long voice note, and she came, she gave me all these kind of stories and everything. And I was like, you don't do that. At least let me know. Let me know that, oh, this is what's going on. But you can't be eating this food, ripe plantain with egg stew. I've been yearning for that for a very long time. You can't be eating that and putting it on your status and you'll be owing me money.
Hey!
And so she started paying it small, small. And since that time, I just said to myself, no matter what, I won't even pick your call to give you the money, because I was living on Kelewele and then roasted corn and all those kind of things, and you are eating and becoming fat, sometimes going to the beach with your boyfriend and enjoying life. If she calls, that type of person, I'm not going to give money to again. Yeah.
I see. Such an interesting story. I have so many questions from that, but I'll ask later. Right, what of you?
Me, it's just always about communication. It's not about paying the money back, but it's about you trying to be like, oh, I want to take the money. Or is it some people have that motive that, oh, when you give them money and it keeps long, based on the relationship you have with them, they won't pay you back or something like that. So they will play smart. You call him today, oh, tomorrow I'll send. Tomorrow you won't hear anything. Another day will elapse. You don't hear anything from the person. So you call again, oh bro, something happened, like up and down. When I see such things, like you're trying to be smart, like, okay, it's my money back. I have to go through the hassle to get it. So from there, I'll not even call you again.
I see.
If you pay the money, fine. If you don't pay, fine. But that will be your last, and then like ever. I'm not going to give you any money. Even if you need help and it's very critical, it'll be very difficult for me to help you, because if I give you small and then you won't be able to be faithful to me, then how would I be able to give you big money? It's like if you request for a huge amount of money. So me, it's not about even the amount involved. If you come to me, you need 20 CDs for something, I'll give it. If you come to you need 20 CDs loan and I give it to you, I expect you to come and pay me back.
Yeah. So you see, I think I get both of you. I get where both of you are coming from. But personally, I feel like the problem is a stress that people put you through to get your money back. Like Bryce said, communication. Regina has also said this to me, like, tell me. You know, sometimes I feel like most people just, I don't know whether it's because of the friendship, but then it's quite difficult when we are dealing with friends. Because, you know, if it's a stranger, because of the fact that you guys are not really friends and everything, I know people who are comfortable lending money to strangers, because the fact that you are not friends, they know you don't have that kind of rapport to say you are not going to pay the money. But when it comes to friends, they are scared that they may lose their friendship, because they either keep when you keep asking for the money, it looks like you are the bad person, because I gave you the money with the intention that I'm helping you, but then at the end of the day, I'm now becoming the bad person for asking for my money back, and it's a loan. At the end of the day, a loan is different from me giving you money. People, I don't know why, when it comes to friends, a loan is a loan. A loan means I'm going to pay back. But if, when it comes to you giving money, I know I'm giving it to you. I'm not expecting anything in return. And Regina, you mentioned something that you see the person posting and then eating foods and everything on social media, everything. But that brings my attention to something. Do you think, from the person's perspective, from someone who is borrowing money, do you think the person will feel like, okay, I'm borrowing money, so the fact that I owe this person money doesn't stop me from, you know, eating? Do you think it's something that stops people from, you know, doing what they do normally, where maybe I'm used to eating this plantain and egg stew and everything, but if me, in fact, I borrowed money from you to take care of something, shouldn't stop me from doing that? Do you think it's something that puts some sort of pressure on the people that borrowed the money from you, like you're not being fair? Do you think when you do that, you're not being fair to the person?
Well, with me, I think that no, the person should live their life the way they want to. The person should do whatever they want to do, live their life how they want to live. But the part where I have a problem with is that when I am calling you, I am texting you, are reading my messages, you are seeing my missed calls and all that, and you're not calling me back, you're not saying anything to me. But I come to your social media and I see you update all the this kind of lavish lifestyles that you are living. Then it means that you are not, you get my point. You don't want to even like mind me or anything. You are supposed to live your life, but then give me a reason. At the end of the day, you are owing someone. So talk to me, communicate, just like Bryce said, communicate and let me know. And yes, I would say can't, you know, so you should be hiding or something. No, 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 live your life. But just let the person also know.
Only you can live your life as long as the day you are supposed to pay me is not due. So maybe you're supposed to pay me on Friday. You told me, oh, you don't have money, you can't pay your court. And then the next time I see you, you're at the beach chilling with some people. And then even though maybe that time you're not the one who maybe financed everything, if you see me coming there, you'll be shocked. Maybe yourself, you don't look good for your mental health. Because there's this saying in China that Okafon Didi. So if you know you owe someone, make sure that you don't, and you don't have money to pay, you don't live a lifestyle that when the person sees, always the person will think otherwise.
Yeah. So let me ask you guys. Yeah, go ahead.
So it's not about whether what you can live your life or you can't live your, but it's like you go to borrow money to buy a car, and then you can drive the car, right? Make sure you pay your installment every month. But if you don't pay, and then it means I park the car home so that they will see that now you don't have the money. But we see you driving the car every day, using the car, but you are not paying the installments, then the bank will be furious. They'll come for their car.
How do you handle the whole situation such that, let's say you like Regina stated, that someone lends to someone, you call the person is not picking, you do everything, the person is not telling, the person is not communicating, the person is not picking. How do you, such a situation such that, and this is not any amount of money where you are willing to, you know, some people at a point they say, okay, fine, I'm going to let it go, I'm not going to take it again, you take it, that's it, that's the end of any lending money to you, anything like that. So you can't let it go because it's a huge amount of money. How do you handle it such that you don't lose a friendship? If you've had any situation like that, how did you go about it such that you didn't lose a friendship?
Well, the moment you've already started giving me the ups and downs, there's already a dent in that friendship. I don't think things can go back to normal. And I've had a situation whereby I've asked for the money and then all that, and I never got it. So I just let it be. And for quite some time, I wasn't hearing from the person. I wasn't also saying anything. But as time goes on, then you see that they would just come and say, hello, how are you doing? Come and give you one story and then pass by again. You just have to. I don't think the situation can go back to normal because you're not getting your money, and then how are you even going to talk to the person if you have that kind of reservations against them? So yeah, you just try as much as possible to go on it, but then the friendship will not go back to normal.
Money matters. If you don't take care, that will be the end of the friendship, trust me. Because especially if the money involved is too huge and other stuff, there's some people even go to the stand of telling your parents if they know them.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm not sure if you allow this thing to come in between you, the friendship will go back to how it is. Like, let's forget. No. I'm not sure it's going to play that way. There'll be some issues up and there to become, oh, hi, how are you? And then to end there. You yourself will feel some way, the one who borrowed the money from the person.
Mm.
So when it comes to money, you have to be very, very careful. You have to know who to even give money to. So if you know this person, that's why if you are lending, you have to, the banks, especially the banks who do risk assessment, know that when you give you the 100,000, you can pay.
So how do we do risk assessments as friends? How do you assess your friends?
The person has to be your friend, so you have to know what your friend is doing. Is he working? Is not working? How does he survive? Where is he living? The kind of activities that he gets involved in. All this will give you indicators, like some indications that, oh, this person can pay or will not pay. Somebody is earning like let's say 500 cedis, comes F9. To you that he wants 6,000 from you, and you know that aside the 500 cedis, there's no other income coming in again. If you give him such money, you pay 100 cedis for the rest of his life, and the money, you see where it will pass.
So
you have to know people before you give them money. You don't just, because you have money, everybody comes and you give. No, you have to know them that these people are man of their words or women of their words, and then they can't. When I give them the money, they'll come back and pay me my money, and I'll be okay with it. That's why you have to start. You have to start from somewhere. You have to start from 100 cedis, 200 cedis. But make sure that what you are starting to is not a Ponzi scheme where the person is just using that one to gain trust, and then will use it to against you.
Yeah. So what you mentioned, what the person will give you small, but there's this saying that a lot of do where they borrow money from you, and then let's say they borrow 6,000 and then they bring it in debt. They pay 200 cedis. They pay, today they bring 200 and next day they bring 300. And a lot of people are not so comfortable with this installment
arrangement.
Yeah. A lot of people are not really comfortable with people paying that. How do you feel about that?
I don't like it at all because it will spoil your money. It's okay. Because someone will come and give you 100 cedis. If the person has borrowed, let's say, 1,000 from you, come and give you 100 cedis, the next day 50. By the time you realize, 100 cedis, you've bought data, 10 cedis from it, you bought this from it. And when the person finished paying all the money, then you realize that you have nothing left.
Yeah.
So that one, there's not a good thing at all. Unless maybe you have some sort of self-discipline that you tell yourself, if the person brings 100 cedis, I'm not going to touch it or anything like that. But that's small one. Yeah. I prefer the person paying all at once, or let's say half. At least that one is a bit huge. So if it's 1,000, at least 500. If you don't have all at once, but paying small, no, that one, dear, no. So I will tell you, if you can give it to me all at once, or you can pay, let's say, half. I have this friend that no matter the amount of money that you give her, even if it's not time, a week to time, like 2 weeks to time, she will give it to you. And so if such a person comes to you and then she asks you for money, no, you will just give it to her, even if you don't have.
Yeah.
And what you have is what you are feeding on, you will just give it to her. And if that person is paying in bits, then you know that the situation is tough at the time. Yeah, so there's an exception to that type of thing to some people. But then mostly you give it to them and tell them to pay in bulk, or let's say 50% at the time. Yeah.
When it comes, everybody wants their money in full. So the way I gave you the money is the same way that I want you to bring it. Do you get it? But sometimes people, after getting the money, they go into certain situations that demand that they won't get it full to come and pay. So what I can, something I do is that I have some accounts that I don't use. So I'll give it to you to be depositing it in it.
Okay.
So that's... that at least I won't lose, because when somebody gives you 2,000 and you pay it like 200 to them, by the time you realize the 2,000 is gone.
Yeah.
So this is how mostly I used to manage such situations.
Okay, let's talk of applying pressure. Let's talk about applying pressure. How far is too far in terms of trying to get your money back? Have you had a situation where you went too far? You were told, okay, this is too far, where maybe you have to report the person to the parents or the police?
When I keep calling and texting you and then you are not minding me, you're not saying anything, sometimes I just let it be. I think the highest I've went is maybe tell our mutual friends about it, or maybe someone closer to you to see if you're around, or tell them to at least pick my call or something. But I've not had any situation whereby I just sometimes let it be, because I feel like this is a risk that I took, and I just let it be. Because I've called you, so you're not picking, so I just let it be. Or tell mutual friends to at least tell you that, oh hey, listen, this is what's up, so please let me know.
Okay.
What I'll do is that I've not reported anyone, and those that mostly like give money to, if you're first time, those that they won't pay is immaterial to me, so I'll just forget about it. When you come and pay, fine. When you don't, I'm okay.
I see.
Communication. If you think that the time that you've given to me that, oh, this month I'm going to give you your money, or this date I'm going to give you, you cannot get the money for me, let me know. No matter the reason, just let me know, so that sometimes I have my mind set on the money. So if you let me know on time that you're not going to get it, then I would understand and then give you some time to also get the money for me. And if that time also comes and then still, just let me know. Always let me know. Even if you have to postpone it all the time, let me know, so that I can know that at least you're putting an effort into it. Yes. And also my friends, I feel like some of my friends, they have some sort of reservation coming because of the stigma in borrowing money from people. But you don't have to always like suffer in silence or anything like that. So you can always talk to your friends if you need some money, people that you can trust, and you know that they will not put your business out there. You can talk to them. And me, for instance, even if I don't have, I'll try and get something for you, because I don't want any of my friends to be in that sort of situation. So I'm always available. If I have, I'll definitely give to you. Yeah, that's what I have to say.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, Bright.
Okay, so when it comes to lending and borrowing money to friends and from friends, one thing that you should know is that you always have to assess how much you can give out, how much you are willing to lose, and then how much do you value the relationship between the two parties that you're giving. So there are some people that if you give them the money, you know from the small things that we don't pay attention to those things, especially when somebody borrow more like 10 CD from you. You don't care about it because you think it's immature, but the person will never pay back. Such person, they are all indications that if the person is taking 10 CDs and then they won't pay back, when you give him 100,000, they will not pay back. But even with the small things that you are interacting with them, they are still not being faithful to you. So you have to pick clues from those things, and you have to know, okay, if this person is giving me 500K, I don't have the 500, but I can help you with 200. Are you okay with it? Then you give it to the person. The person pays, then you know that, oh, this person. But you don't just start up and at once give your money to someone that could be the last time you see such money again. And then that would be maybe the last time you see such a person again. Okay, so one thing that I always ensure people that know the person that you're a banking institution, you're just helping out to a friend, and then you are helping out, make sure that you don't at the same time hurt yourself.
Okay.
So you have to make sure you know the person. You have to communicate. If you take money from someone and you can't pay, just be truthful to the person that this is the issue that I'm facing. Give me some time. And if you are not sure of when you're going to get money, don't make promises. Just tell the person, no, give me some time, I will sort you out. And you come back again, you come to update the person, you are still trying to get the money. Don't wait for the person to come and WhatsApp you. Tell you what's up.
Thank you guys so much, Bright and Regina. We've learned a lot. I think these are some conversations that people dread a lot, and it's good that we've spoken about borrowing and lending money. I know a lot of people that say they would never borrow money to friends because they stand as a risk, and there's a high probability they may end up losing their friendships. And it's understandable, but then again, that's the reason why we have friends. If you have friends and you can't go to them for help, or you can't be there for them when they're in need, then what's the point of having friends in the first place? So I think both parties, if you are the one borrowing the money, you should try as much as possible to pay at the time at which you said you pay, do your part. And if you are the one lending the money, to try and consider who is in. Bryce said a lot of things. Do your risk assessments, do a whole lot of checks before you agree to give the money to the person. And the issue has to do with those who borrow the money. Try as much as possible to pay on time, please. I mean, you put people in very uncomfortable situations when they have to call you, check on you, be chasing you, applying pressure and everything. It makes it very difficult. I mean, if you can't pay, just tell the person, I can't pay at this time. I'll get it for you, hopefully this time. If something came up, let the person know. If you want to pay in bits, let the person know. Speak to the person, let the person agree with you before anything. Don't wait for the person to chase you, because it's not cool at all, and it has ruined a lot of friendship. A lot of people will see you suffer than to help you when you're in need, and this is very bad. These are some of the things that sometimes we do as friends and we ignore because we feel like, oh, we are friends, you're supposed to let it go, you're supposed to know. Money is money, my dear. Money is money, and everybody needs money. As much as you need money, that's the same way a person needs. The mere fact that the person has not even told you what they are going through, what they had to go through to give you that money, should even tell you that you shouldn't take it for granted. The slightest amount of money takes, so far as I said, it's a loan, it has to be paid. So I think that's enough has been said on this episode. Thank you guys so much for your time. I really appreciate it. We've learned a lot, and yes. We are available on Spotify, Anchor, Apple, Breaker, and other podcast platforms. Do all to listen, do all to share, and let us know your stories concerning borrowing and lending money in friendships. Let us know what you feel we should add to this, what people should know. So, to hear from me and probably my next guest next time is bye.
Bye.